Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Over the middle, checks it down to Ramondre Stevenson, and he fumbles! The ball's loose, and the Bills say they have it back! Terrell Bernard has the football. Who else would it be? And now Samuel in motion, goes in an orbit motion, and now doubles back out to the left. He's wide open, five, and he'll skip into the end zone for the touchdown. Oh, the late double back motion left Curtis Samuel wide open. Back to pass, fires back in the end zone, complete to Keon Coleman. Agent Zero with a two-yard touchdown reception, and the Bills pull to within four with an extra point pending.
Chris Brown on the call on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. The Bills fall for the first time this season. They fall to 4-1. And they are now only one game ahead of the New England Patriots in the AFC East. Still the number two seed in the AFC, tied with the Indianapolis Colts at 4-1, but now the Patriots have the head-to-head after a game in which they came to Buffalo and basically, like Sean McDermott said last night, played the game they wanted to play. And the Bills were forced to play the game the Patriots wanted to play, and that's not good. Because as my colleague Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network said last night, you just heard him right there on some highlights, he said this is the kind of game during the broadcast, he said, that the Patriots love, that Mike Vrabel loves. He wants to muck it up, as Chris said. And that's right. That's what happened. They mucked it up. And the Bills kind of mucked it up on their own. That's what happened last night. The Bills mucked it up on their own. They turned the ball over three times, and you can't do that and win in this league. And for the last few weeks, the Bills have been kind of trending in this direction, right, where just didn't look particularly right. There were definitely some, you know, things during games, moments, or even big picture items that you were like, eh, it doesn't look right. Offensively, not sure how they're scoring 31 points. And they're getting away with it. Well, I'll use another colleague's words from yesterday. I was on Bills Kickoff Live on Channel 4 here in Buffalo, and my buddy Thad Brown of News 8 in Rochester used a great line. This is before the game now. And he said, if you play with fire long enough, Scarecrow, you're going to get burned. And I think they were playing with fire the last few weeks, and they got burned last night offensively. And ironically, the part of the game that had been kind of lacking, that we were all kind of really staring at and pointing at and talking about defensively, stopping the run, that wasn't bad last night. It was actually good. I know there were moments that it could have been better. They had four sacks. They had eight quarterback pressures. They held the Patriots to 33% third downs. Like, I'll take that. Especially when you give a team starting field position of, 36-yard line, I think it was, overall, throughout the night. Short fields, clamping down in the red zone. Defense kind of did their job. Yes, they were not perfect. No, they weren't perfect, I would say. And Stephon Diggs torched him. And that's a conversation we need to have. And we will today. But I think here the offense didn't step up and do their job enough last night. And number one reason was turnovers. And if you don't have the turnovers, maybe things go a lot differently, of course, because now you keep the ball, you sustain drives. I mean, you turn the ball over the red zone and you lose by 3 points, you can point right to that being a critical moment. But what happened before that turnover in the red zone? I'm talking about Josh's interception. The play before that, the Bills had a nice gain. And I believe it might have been a first down, very close to it at least. Khalil Shakir was called for an offensive pass interference. That was a problem all night, penalties. But because of the offensive pass interference, it wiped out the gain. It moved the ball back behind the sticks. Now you're second in whatever it was, 13, 15. I have to look it up. The point is, instead of a third and short, it's a second and long. Next play, Josh throws an interception. Folks, these are the little things that add up in a football game. These are the little details that were not buttoned up enough last night. And a big reason why the Bills lost this game. And a big reason why they are 4-1 and not 5-0 this morning. Sky is not falling. No time to panic, but certainly some concerns that had popped up the last few weeks that bit them last night. And maybe last night, maybe the Patriots missed the field goal, the Bills win in overtime, and we're kind of having the same conversation, but woo, here they go. They got away with another win. But they didn't, because you can't keep winning like that all the time. I mean, one of the things you can't always rely on is not losing the turnover battle. 26 straight games, an NFL record, pretty unbelievable. But at some point, it was going to go the other way, and it did. And despite all that, they still had a chance to win at the end. They still lost by 3 points, which should give you, obviously, a little bit of encouragement, knowing that you could play that kind of game, turn the ball over like that, still lose by 3 points. It's the NFL. If I came in here on a Buffalo Football Monday 17 different times talking about wins, that would be pretty freaking unbelievable and amazing, right? We're going to talk about losses sometimes, and today's the first one. You hope it doesn't stack up with another one next Monday night in Atlanta. Welcome into the Northtown Automotive Buffalo Football Monday Extra Point Show. And it is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premium Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. Looking for your phone calls on the first non-victory Buffalo Football Monday of the season. This show on a Monday is great after a win, and even after a loss can be very therapeutic. It's not great after a loss. You don't love it. I know it doesn't start your week off right. Kind of ruins a little bit of the day, morning, however you take it, emotionally, whatever. But maybe a little therapeutic for a lot of people. I hear that a lot, so let's try to do that today. Let's walk through it. Rules are the same today as they always are here on the Monday Reaction Show, which are, you call up, you have the floor, you can give your takes, opinions, comments, questions, we can agree, disagree, you just want to say something, you have a question, whatever it is, I'm here for you. I'm not about the, oh my God, fire everyone, and I'm not about the, oh my God, plan the parade when they win, right here in week five. That's just not what we do. We try to keep it in a good space where we really work through what happened, right and wrong, because it wasn't all bad last night. There were things that happened that were good. We could talk about that. But also wrong and things that need to be improved on, because there are plenty. 803-0550 is the number to call. Turnovers and penalties. That's, to me, those two words. Turnovers, penalties. You want to go 1A, 1B, you want to go 1-2, whichever one it is. Can't turn the ball over three times and only get one on your own. And you certainly can't have 11 penalties. Now, we can talk about ticky-tack. We can talk about Sean Hockley's crew wanting to be the show, right? I get it. And you're not wrong on that. But it's still 11 penalties. Way too many, and too many that cost the Buffalo Bills in this game. And after the game, in the locker room, clearly that was the message put on the team by Sean McDermott, by the players, the coaches, whatever, whoever spoke, talked to each other, because by the time we got in there as a media, they were definitely talking about, and anytime you asked a player about it, it was penalties, penalties, penalties. That's what came up. We don't get penalties. The game is different. We don't have the penalties. We have. Basically, that was the theme. Hey, we are streaming this show live, as we do every Monday, on our YouTube page and Twitch page. So go to YouTube, go to Twitch, follow us, come on in. We call it the bullpen on YouTube. I got it open right now. I want to say hi to everybody there. I can't respond to you while we're doing that and type in, but I appreciate you watching, commenting, and as I always say, have some conversations in there. I love watching some of the debates that go on, but thank you very much for coming over to the bullpen. I really appreciate you. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Let's get to, we got a full bank of calls. This is good. Colton and Wilson. I want to make sure I got it. It's not Wilson and Colton, right? It's Colton and Wilson, right?
Yes, that's right.
Go ahead, buddy.
So one thing I will say is that the Patriots are a good team. I feel like they're going to be a team that's like 10-6. They're like in the middle of the pack for playoff hunt throughout the year. They're not a bad team by any means. I mean, I think they're kind of like us. They've had some good games and they've had some bad games, like against the Steelers, where they couldn't get out of their own way and their offense just couldn't do much. But with that being said, I'm still very optimistic with the Bills. I don't think we got to cancel the season. Like, it's the NFL. Everyone in the NFL is good. They're there for a reason. They're getting paid millions of dollars. So I feel like we've been really spoiled with four great wins, the first one probably being the best we'll see this season. And I'm just looking forward to seeing the Bills bounce back and just do better with the penalties and the turnovers.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah, listen, I mean, this is not sky is falling. This is not panic time. There are definitely things to improve on in this game. And the Bills are a team now that has to deal with Drake May for the next several years, and he looked pretty good last night. Let's go to Michael in Atlanta, where the Bills will be next week. Hi, Michael.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I left my name and phone number, so I can, if you got time, I'll take you to lunch, man, at the steakhouse. So I left that with the screener, okay?
You got it. But yeah, sure. I don't know. I mean, it's always a quick trip in and out, but thank you.
I know, but I'll work around your schedule if you want. I only live about an hour away. And it's a nice drive. It's not like driving from Rochester to Buffalo. It's nice driving down here in the South. So, hey, a couple of things. You said about half the stuff I wanted to say. So a few things real quick. First question, did we have our best offensive weapons on the field on that last series? Do you know?
I don't know. I have to go back and look, Mike, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think like, we did. I think we should.
Who are you referring to? James Cook?
Like James Cook, Dalton Kincaid.
Like the last series? Like, what do you mean last series? Not the 8 seconds remaining in the game.
No. The last on the field goal drive.
I don't remember. I have to go back and look, buddy. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, no problem. The other thing, too, is that, yeah, correct, about, the penalties. Again, you said of at least half or more of what I wanted to say. I did want to mention this one thing, though. As far as Josh Allen with that interception, again, that was a key point. And going back several years, I do remember that a lot when he was throwing more interceptions, a lot of those interceptions came after the same type of thing, after a penalty. When you had a substantial gain, then you had, maybe it would have been a 2nd and 3 or 3rd and 2 or whatever, and now you got a 2nd and 20. So, yeah, it does make a big difference. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sky's not falling. I think the pretty much the way I look at this game is clean it up, you know, and make some adjustments, and hopefully they come down here to Atlanta and turn things around.
Yeah, well, the Falcons will be lying in wait for them after having a week off. They'll have some things planned for them, and they have a really excellent defense, numbers wise, by the way, and some incredible weapons offensively, as you know, Michael. But thanks a lot. Enjoy the game next week, and who knows, might see each other. All right, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, Butch on the East Side. What's up, Butch?
My brother from another mother. I appreciate you. I love MSG. I love WGR. And to the fans who listen and watch this beautiful show, I love you as well. Sal, I got to get right to it, man. The sky's definitely not falling, but we have to go to class. We got to get on the blackboard and we got to correct some things. And the gentleman asked you a question just a second ago on the 5-minute drive. What personnel was out there? This is one of the reasons why. I called. It's about that. Joe Brady is not using his personnel correctly. He has a style, and he's giving it to us, and you know we're winning with it, but we're not getting our full capabilities of it. I'll give you an example. But the gentleman just asked in the 5-minute package. He was running the 12 and the 13 package sometime during that 5-minute drive. At first, I said, okay, what they're going to do is going to make this the last drive. They're going to slowly walk it down. Either we're going to kick the field goal, tie the game, or we're going to go to overtime, and that's going to be it. But at the same exact time, you got kind of stagnant. We had a play. I think we got a penalty or something during that play. We got pulled back. And instead of Joe Brady bringing in Shavers and spreading them out on the four wides, opening up a little bit, he kept the tight ends in. Josh struggled. He struggled. He threw it down. We had to kick the field goal. He was forced to kick the field goal because he didn't have the right personnel. Brady's system is, everyone eats system is fine. I like the title. It's catchy. It's cute. But at the exact same time, even the announcers for NBC said Buffalo is not afraid to show exactly what they're going to do. When he's under center, they're running it. When he's shotgun, you're passing. It's just it's too vanilla. Even though we said during the earlier in the season that maybe Joe was not trying to show everything this early, we got that. But now when you come into a game and you're in a situation, you have to have a package. I was talking to Steve and Chris before, I say maybe a month ago, and I stated to them, I said, it comes a time when you have to get a rhythm. You have to go no huddle, like the K-Gun Kelly did, just to get a rhythm in the beginning. And then once you get a rhythm, now you can implement whatever you want to do. This is something on that blackboard that Joe Brady has to do offensively. Defensively, and thanks for taking my call, is that now that on defensively, Sean McDermott, I'm not going to look at Bobby, I'm going to look at Sean, is that he has to realize that Trey Jadavious White is a good person, but you got Jarvis Ingram, you got Cam Lewis, you got the kid from Ohio State. I'm not even going to talk about the Strongs or the Harrisons yet. You're going to have to start letting these kids play now, and that's just the way it's going to have to be. If not, we're going to be that blueprint. The tape is out there now. Like I just told my man who answered the phone, thanks for answering it. Is that a lot of these other teams that we thought was going to be easy on the schedule is going to get confidence now because they have the tape. I love you, my man. Kiss my nephew. Kiss the queen. Give my nephew a high five.
And we got a new dog, too, by the way. You want to give him a
dog? What's the dog?
I went to an event this weekend. And just so happened to have a dog rescue place there. Had no idea they were even there, and came home with a Great Pyrenees Mountain Dog. Unbelievable.
What's his name?
His name already is Bernie. So we're gonna keep his name Bernie. And I don't know who he's named after, but I'm gonna say he's named after Bernie Williams, Butch. That's what I'm gonna say.
But do me a favor. But now I'll just shake his ears. Shake Bernie's ears for me. I appreciate it.
You got it, Butch. I love it. Thank you, buddy. That's a true story. I got home late last night, and I'm like, where's Bernie? It's like his second night in the house. Weekend at Bernie's, baby. Anyway, by the way, the young man answering the phone calls today, his name is Dan. So shout out to Dan Dale. He's producing today here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Good call. Look, I mean, the Bills have film on other teams, too. That's what the way it works. Yes, they could go and trip up the rhythm a little bit. I know what you're saying, Butch. They actually tried one time to remember Josh Palmer had the catch on the sidelines and he goes out and the Bills tried to go a little no huddle there. I don't know if it's because maybe they thought the Patriots were going to challenge and don't challenge because they were saying they bobbled it. I'm not sure. And then Of course, Sean Hockley's crew threw a flag because apparently James Cook came out on the field. So that constituted as a sub, even though he didn't actually sub. I don't know. They did try it in that moment, though. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Ed in Boston. Hi, Ed.
Hey, Sal. Great job. Really appreciate listening to you. Hey, so, yeah, I live in Boston, Massachusetts. Grew up in Buffalo. And I think what hurts the most today is just having to listen to all the Boston
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Brutal. But couple thoughts. So one, this is just not a game you want to lose. It's a division game. It's a conference game. You know, lose one to an NFC team. You know, for all, you know, if you lost to Atlanta, fine, but not the Patriots, and not the way they did last night. So here's a thought: if you want to chalk it up to, you know, injuries being a little light on the defensive side, that's fine. But here's my concern: we saw this with Belichick, Brady, and Edelman, and they would torch the Bills. And especially in close games, too, when Edelman would wind up with the ball in single-man coverage. And last night, I don't think Diggs was double-covered. I just went and looked at his passes received in the first four games. Three passes, four passes, six passes.
Yeah, he didn't beat you down the field either. It was all underneath and then missed tackles and yards after catch.
Right, so why... I mean, somebody's got to ask McDermott, like, why are we double-teaming him? You take him out of the game, and it's almost like they played right into the Patriots' hands last night, in a lot of ways. But in particular, you know, Diggs coming home, he's all excited, here we go, and bang, he has this great game. Take him out of the game, and then take it from there. It was a missed opportunity last night, and a big one, I think.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, big picture, Ed, of course, I agree with you, and that's the team you don't want to lose to. You don't want to lose a division game. If I told you going into the year they'd be 5-1 at the bye, and obviously they're not there yet. They'd have to win next week. I think everyone would take that. You just would probably not want it to be against the Patriots. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I totally get it, buddy. Yeah, thanks a lot for the call. Walter in Toronto. Hi, Walter.
Hey, Sal. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Congratulations on your new dog. We actually have a new puppy.
Oh, congratulations to that, man. Yeah. What's his or her name?
Pinto. Not the bean, but the shading, like the horse shading. You know,
I love it.
White. But a couple things. I mean, the officiating, I hate playing that game because I think New England got a fair share of calls against them, and some of them were a bit questionable. But, Sal, I listened to you over the years. You probably forgot more about football than I'll ever know. But I was in the stands last night with my regular crew of season ticket holders, and we couldn't figure out is there an adjustment that can be made? Because the quarterback made, he kept torching us, rolling to the right, mm-hmm. and hitting guys on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that an indictment on our
No, so it's a really, really good question. And you're not, believe me, hey, you're smart, because even Eric Wood or Chris, one of the others, said maybe the Bills should start blitzing from that side in order to flush them left, right? I mean, that's what you want to do. Right. But I think a good answer from Sean McDermott gives you a little clue on the schematic of it, which makes sense a little bit, which is one and on one play. Do you remember the play? Do you sit Bill's sideline or the other sideline?
No, I'm the visitor's sideline.
Visitor's side. Okay, so for you, it would be going to your right to left. Third quarter, okay? Third quarter, Drake May escapes to his right, and just, I couldn't believe the throw he made down the sideline to Stephon Diggs at like the 10-yard line. You remember the one I'm talking about?
Oh, right? Yeah, that one hurt.
Okay,
yeah, that
so on that play, McDermott actually said after the game, on that play he was referring to, he said they blitzed, they had pressure coming, and whoever was there didn't have contain. So think about it from this schematic standpoint, Walter. That's designed where, hey, we're going to flush you that way, and there's a guy waiting for you. Does that make sense? Right? We want you to go that way. So, but that guy's got to have contain. He doesn't. Now, I actually went back and watched. The person who was there was Landon Jackson, but he dropped in coverage. So my thought is, well, wait a minute. Did he just drop in coverage when he wasn't supposed to? Or was somebody else supposed to be contained? I'm not sure, but that was Landon Jackson. So I don't disagree with you. I think that making him roll right, you know, wasn't the best idea. But if you schematically do it correctly and you flush him that way and there's a guy waiting for him, then you can make the play. And I think that's what they were trying to do.
Right. Well, yeah, I didn't piece all that together, but it makes perfect sense. But you know what? Listen, it's a tough loss being a divisional game. But, hey, even Betty Crocker burns a cake now and again, right? We'll get back in the saddle and I still think the Bills have the inside track for the conference.
Of course they do. They're still the betting line favorite in the division, big time, the conference. And look, I mean, if things go haywire next week, look at the Patriots' next three games. They can win the next three. And the Bills are in for a tough opponent next week and a night game at their place. We could be here on Tuesday morning next week, and I'll do the reaction show on Tuesday, by the way. So just kind of flip your schedule, your calendars next week a little bit. I'll be in Atlanta Monday. I'll join the guys. They'll take over the Monday show because it'll be pregame leading into the game. And then on Tuesday, I'll come back here next week to do the reaction show. And if we're sitting here Tuesday, there's a possibility. It could be, oh boy, Patriots just took over the division, the lead. That could happen. Patriots play the Saints. And the Saints will be game next week. You think they will, at least, the way they've been playing. And they could be a tough out. And the Patriots and the Bills have to go to Atlanta. So that's a week away. Still want to get your phone calls on what happened last night. 803-0550, the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Very good start to the show. Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot for coming in. Thanks for watching on the YouTube and Twitch streams. Sal Capaccio with you on a Buffalo Football Monday on WGR. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.